You're listening to Jedi and Germs, a weekly podcast brought to you by the Torn by Sports Podcast Network and blogtalkradio.com. I'm Alan Zog, the Jedi, and he's John English, the Germs guy. Hey, John.
Hey, Alan.
How are you?
I'm swell.
Oh, and of course, we also have our illustrious, wonderful, talented producer, Mr. Devin Masters. Hello, Devin.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm here.
Yes.
I'm ready to talk some sports.
Sweetness. Before we talk, I'm going to take a minute just to say, everybody, and if you're in Salt Lake Monday night, Devin's got a show coming up. I'm going to take a minute and just spread the word right here at the top of the hour. You got a show, and it's a huge show for you because you're opening for one of your favorite bands.
Yeah, yeah. Opening up for Emery. It's going to be fun. National touring show, and we get to be a part of it.
And this is all on Monday night. Tell everybody right off the top of the hour here. Tell everybody where it's at and what time.
It's Monday the 13th. It is at 7 p.m. at Club X in Salt Lake City. And tickets are $20. And if you would like one, then shoot me a message and we'll make it happen.
All right. There you go. Hit up Devin. Check him out, guys. I've seen him perform live. I come up here to Ogden, one of the joints up here and sat back and listened to his band perform. They're very, very good. So this ought to be a good show and come support Devin in this exciting experience for him. So,
yay.
All right. Let's jump. Sorry. I had to take a minute for self-promotion for Devin there. And it's not really self-promotion. We're just helping you out. All right. So John, let's jump in. We've got some things to talk about this week. Vegas released their over-unders. Do you want to, before we even get into this, do you want to touch on Kevin Pelton's stuff? Because this came out last week after we had recorded we didn't get a chance to talk about it. Do you want to touch on Kevin Pelton's things?
We can. Let me pull it up.
I know I threw you a little bit of a curve there. Usually every year at this time, it's... Folks, if you're just joining us this year for the first time, every year at this time, we have our annual Vegas over-under picks. Vegas releases their over-under, and then we do our picks. But there's been all sorts of picks ahead of time. Kevin Pelton released on ESPN Insider, big for the Jazz. And I just maybe we can touch on that for just a minute before we get into Vegas.
I don't have Insider. Do you have that somewhere?
Oh, I had the picks up and... Well, maybe I don't have them, but I can say this. I know the Jazz were picked at number two with 53 wins.
Yep.
I mean, let's be honest. We talk Utah Jazz here. So and he had, I think he had the Lakers either way down the list or not even making the playoffs. I'm trying to remember if he did or not. Oh, my word. Devin, you're doing a quick search. You'll probably see it.
Let's see. I'm looking at what Locke tweeted out. He said that the projections for Pelton were just in order. I don't have the numbers. Golden State, Utah, Rockets, Denver, Minnesota, and that's all he put out. Let me see what I can find.
Right. So then after Minnesota, I believe it was OKC was on that list, and then I thought the Lakers were either at eighth or just missing the playoffs based on his projections. He wasn't very high on the Lakers. I know that. High on the Jazz. And really, the rankings came as a result of him projecting their win totals. So he had the Jazz winning 53 games. I mean, thoughts on that, John? 53 games. Does that sound about right for the Jazz?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm just... I'd probably have him at 51. I just figured someone's going to get injured somewhere, and that'll have an effect.
Right.
God, I wish these. I can't.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the top 10 from Pelton.
Okay.
Golden State 58.6, Utah 53.4, Houston 53, Denver 50.5, Minnesota 49.6, OKC 47.2, New Orleans 44.1, Portland 42. There's your playoffs.
Yep.
And then Ninth is the Lakers at 41.2, and 10th is San Antonio at 38.5.
Yeah, see, I appreciate Pelton's, you know, positive enforcement for the Jazz, but I think that's a little on the low side for the Lakers and for the Spurs. And, you know, I mean, we're going to get into this when we get into our Vegas odds picks, but I could see the Jazz at a number two seed. Maybe the Houston drops that much based on their defensive losses on the offseason. But I think the Jazz are going to be two or three seed. And 53 wins was about what I figured. I mean, they won 48 last year with half the season of no Rudy Gobert. So you're right. Pending injuries, we'll see what happens. Or barring injuries, I should say. We'll see what happens. But 53 sounds like a good number for the Utah Jazz.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, that's enough. I mean, Pelton's stuff has been touched on a lot over the last week. So, but let's jump into the Vegas. And I've got both the Western and Eastern Conference up. Where do you want to start?
Let's go East first.
Okay, we'll start with the East.
Okay, so number one they have is Boston, 57.5. You want over or under?
I'm going to take over. I think Boston can beat that, especially if they're healthy the whole season. Devin?
Yeah, I'll take the over. You have to realize they missed Haywood all year.
And Kyrie.
Kyrie was out for a good portion of that.
Yep.
I want to say they added someone in the offseason that was a good acquisition, but they pretty much bring most of the team back.
And
I don't think they lost anyone.
Tatum was fantastic in the playoffs. You can only expect he'll be better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll be better than he was to start the season, and they've got that team chemistry going. So I don't see any reason they can't win that many in the East, especially.
What about you, John?
Yeah, I'm taking the over. I don't see anybody they really added, but I don't think they really needed to either.
Right.
Marcus Morris, is he new?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I believe he's already with him.
See, yeah. But they didn't really have to. I mean, they're adding Irving and Hayward, so.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Philadelphia, 54.5.
Ooh. That sounds about right for me. I don't want to go under, but I've got to choose over under. I'll take over, probably just slightly. I'm over.
This is one of those tricky ones where you've got a team that's had so many injuries. Embiid goes down, and I don't think they get there. Something happens to Simmons. I don't think they get there. I'm going to place it on one thing. Did they retain Redick?
Yes.
Yep.
Did they retain Saric?
Yep.
Yes.
Then I'm going to say. No, finish, please.
They did lose Ilyasova and Bellinelli.
Yeah. Those are pretty decent losses right there, too.
They went down a little bit when it comes to their outside shooting.
Yes.
Oh, you're making me second guess it now. I was going to say over, I was going to put him at 55.
That's where I have them.
I'll stay over. I'll give them 55.
What about you, John?
They're 50 wins last year. Yeah, I'll go over.
I mean, to be fair, reminder, the East got worse. They lose.
Yeah.
I mean, they lose LeBron James. That's that right there in and of itself opens up a lot.
Someone's got to mop up everybody else.
Yep.
Okay. Toronto, same thing, 54.5.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say under. And maybe that isn't a limb. I don't know. I'm going to say Kawhi Leonard on their team, going to be good. Is that the same situation? Yeah, I'm going to stick with under, barely. I'm going to say 54 is right where they're at. If we're putting Philly at 55, I think Toronto stays right around 54.
I'm going over.
Of course you would.
I think Kawhi plays. I think Toronto is a force to be reckoned with in the East. And I think it's them and Boston in the 1 and 2 spot and them matching up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going over as well. I think Kawhi is an upgrade over DeMar. I don't know about how much because we don't know how healthy he is. And they won 59 games last year. So I'm going to go over on Toronto.
Now you're both making me second guess, but I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to be the odd man out on that one.
Alan, just say good they got a new coach. It's a whole new ball game. I'm helping you here, but I still think they're over.
All right.
Okay, Indiana, 47.5.
There's been a few picks early on that really aren't giving them enough due. I'm going to go over. Where were they at last year? Where did they finish last year?
48.
Yeah, I'm going to go over because I think they finish at least 48 again. Oladipo's going to be better, I think, or continue to be as good as he. I think they're going to be over.
I'm taking the over on this one, too. I read something that I think it was Oladipo's trainer was saying that he's like a mini LeBron.
Wow.
And so with that in mind, you've got, mini Bron 2.0 in the East. I think they can get to 48.
I'm gonna go under.
Wow. All right.
So many guys on their team are in their last year.
Yeah.
I can just see something breaking apart there, even if it's only to finish at 45. Okay. Milwaukee. They are 46.5.
Over.
I'm gonna take the under.
I think Budenholzer has them on track to be better. I think you're gonna see an even better year from Greek Freak. I just think they're gonna be better.
Yeah, I'm going over on them.
Taking the under. Mark it down.
Washington 44.5. They don't have Gortat anymore.
Oh gosh.
Who did they add? They added Dwight. Yeah.
Ooh, Dwight and John Wall. I'll take over barely. 45, 46.
I'm gonna do the same. Okay. I am still a believer that Dwight Howard can play. I've been saying it everywhere he's gone. He has let me down in Atlanta. Where else did he go? Charlotte.
And Houston.
He let me down in Houston. He did about what I wanted him to in LA.
Right.
But I have to think that, he finds a way when he's got these good guys around him. If they can make it work, I think they're a solid playoff team.
Beal, not Beasley. You know what I meant. Beal. Thank you. You correct me there. Yeah, that four should be a nice group.
Yeah, I'm going under just because I just believe no matter what numbers he puts up, Dwight makes your team worse. Something's gonna happen. Okay. Next is Miami, 41.5. Miami finished 44-38 last year.
Wow, they dropped them down. Who did they lose? I don't think they lost anybody.
I don't remember if they lost somebody. It wasn't anyone major, but they didn't really add anyone major either. They still have Hassan Whiteside, who they love to move. Still has two. And they overpaid Tyler Johnson and James Johnson and these guys.
I'm gonna go over. I think they repeat with around. It's the East. Yeah, I'm still going to go over, maybe 42, 43.
I'm going to take the under, and I'm going to make a prediction that Whiteside does get moved.
By the trade deadline.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, John, they didn't add anyone. It's more of the same, and guys are just a year older. They've still got Dragic, but how old is he now? I know he's not super old, but you know, he's not one of the top point guards in the league.
He's still in the teens. Let's see. He is 32.
But reminder, I was starting to second guess myself because it's the East and other teams I'm making over. Reminder of the bottom five we're going to eventually get to are just awful teams. So I'm willing to give Miami the benefit of the doubt and give them a couple more wins.
Right, right. But if I'm thinking that Whiteside isn't going to be there at the end of the season, there's going to be some midseason turmoil. You know, someone's got to lose some games, and Miami could be one of those teams, I think.
All right. John, who do you got, or what do you got?
I'm going to go over just because they did have periods last year where they just looked incredible. And I could see them having ups and downs this season, but will still overall do well. I don't think it's much over. I do think they'll probably finish 42 or 43 wins.
Right.
And see, that has them at seventh in the West. And I do think the eighth seed is going to be well under 500 again. So let's get to that eighth seed. Detroit, 37.5.
You still think Detroit, if they make that eighth seed, you're saying under 500. 37 wins is under 500, but so is 40. And I'm going to go over because I think they get more than 37.5.
Yeah, I'm taking the over. I think you put it together a little bit with Drummond and Griffin. We talked about that last week.
So. Dwayne Casey's got himself a job ahead of him, but I still think he's a good enough coach.
Right, right. I think they can put together a good run, get closer to 500 than that.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm going over probably like 39 and 43. That's guess. All right. Let's see. Next is Charlotte. They are 35.5. They signed Tony Parker. Not much else. It seems like it's a team that's on the verge of breaking up all the time. But they pretty much kept it together, so they're running it back. This is Kemba Walker's last year. Do they keep him all year? Do they trade him for something? What do you got?
Oh, man. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under. Devin's thinking hard on this.
No, I'm just I started thinking, and I'm like, what if Kemba did end up in Cleveland after LeBron left?
Ouch.
Like, what would that look like? I'm going to go under.
Okay. They got a new coach, James Borrego. A good pop tutor, but I still think they're going to go under. Okay, Brooklyn, 32.5. They have sucked forever.
Under. I'm firm on that one. Under.
They finished 854 last year.
They finished what?
28.
Oh yeah, I'm going under. The bottom of the East is just awful, awful.
Go back to Jersey. I'm staying under. There's not much to talk about here.
No.
You don't think Ed Davis puts him over the top?
No. No.
Who did they even draft? They drafted Jared Allen. Sonnen Mutsa. Was that? Yeah, not much here. Okay. I would like them to eventually someday pull out of this pit they've been in forever, but I'm going to go under. Okay, Orlando, 31.5.
I'm going to go, oh my goodness.
New coach, like they do every year.
Yes. I don't know how much longer Fournier lasts there either.
Who do they even have?
Not a lot.
They signed Aaron Gordon to that big deal. They still have Fournier. Vucevic is on his last year. Ross is on his last year. They got some young guys like Jonathan Isaac, Jonathan Simmons, Mo Bamba. You know, they have a lot of young guys that they're going to be developing.
I'm going under. They're going to be another mid-20s, upper-20s. Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those things where they try to get Bamba a lot of minutes. You know, like you said, they're developing guys. Simmons, I really liked his game when I saw him in San Antonio.
Yes.
I didn't see anything all that flashy when he was in Orlando. Gordon is a great talent, and he's someone they really should build around, and they are, but I don't think that's enough.
Yeah, I have high hopes for Isaac's second year, and Mo Bamba, who knows what he's going to be, but I still think they have one more year of really sucking before they turn around, so I'm going
to
go under.
Let me okay. point to you real quick, too. You're about to mention the other team. These teams right now we're mentioning are in the Atlantic Division, which all three of the top teams are going to be the top three seeds in the East, so I just don't have much faith in either of these two teams, the next one you're about to mention.
Okay, Cleveland. Cleveland is at 30 and a half.
Oh, yeah. You, the next one after that you'll mention. Anyway, Cleveland, 30 and a half?
30 and a half. They extended Kevin Love. They still got George Hill. I mean, they still got pretty much everybody. They still got Korver, J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson. They did get a lottery pick with Colin Sexton.
Okay, I'm gonna be positive here for Cleveland. I'm going to go over. Don't give me that look, Devin.
You really think
30 and a half? I'm going to go over 32. Come
do
on.
You remember
give
what,
me 32.
Do you remember what happened the last time LeBron left?
Give me 32.
They yeah, didn't have Kevin Love. They are easily over.
Yeah,
they are
see,
not going to be as bad as everyone thinks
yeah,
they're
see,
going to be.
With Kevin Love, with that group that they've got, I'm going to say over.
And I think Sexton is actually going to be a very good acquisition for them.
Oh, I see how you did. You set me up with that look, and then you went right along with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was good. I'm going over. They do still have Love. They have a promising rookie. He did have LeBron, but Ty Lue still did coach him to a title. So I still think he'll be in the 30s somewhere, but not like Atlanta bad. Okay. Next one is the Knicks.
Wait. I just want to say this. Here's the thing that I'm looking forward to most with New York. Is the fact, okay. or not New York, with Cleveland. Cleveland, I mm-hmm. really like the fact that they did get a new coach this offseason. And I'm really curious what Ty Lue can do as a head coach. We don't know.
Well played.
I want to know, do you guys think that it is going to be very different for Ty Lue now that LeBron is gone?
For a lot of reasons, yes.
I mean, it has to be kind of like getting a new coach in some ways, doesn't it? I mean, it's a whole new system. It's just...
Ty will have the freedom to do a lot.
And I think he has the freedom to fail.
Yes, agreed. He's got nothing to lose this year. Nothing.
Okay, on to New York.
Okay, New York is at 29 and a half. They do have David Fizdale. They are going to be missing Porzingis for a good chunk of the season, maybe even possibly the whole season. Who knows? They drafted Kevin Knox. You got Frankie T in his second year. I know his name doesn't start with T. But how do you see that going?
I'm going to go under. Take that for stats. Oh, sorry.
You know, here's the thing. I don't think they're going to let them. No one's going to rook them. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
No.
I would give them over because I do think they've had some good draft picks. I think they've got some young talent finally, a few pieces around Porzingis. But, you know, if the big Latvian isn't there, then
yeah,
you're missing what you need.
Right.
You know, what are you going to rely on? Cantor? It pains me to say this.
They have the big Turk. Cantor, come on.
It pains me to say this because Fizdale was a good get. That they, like I said, they've got the right pieces. I should be saying over, but I'm going to say under. I just think that's too much of a loss with Porzingis.
Alan, were you under?
Yes, I was.
Okay. 29 is pretty low. I'll go over.
And I should rephrase my statement. It's take that for data, but anyway, still, it's Fizdale. Everybody knew where I was going with that.
Okay, Chicago. They are at 27.5. They finished 27-55 last year.
They don't really add anybody, right? If I remember,
they added correctly. Jabari Parker.
Oh yeah, that's right. They added Jabari Parker.
They added Jabari. They've got a healthy Zach LaVine.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to go over. I'll give them the over.
I'll give them the barely over. You know, a year under the belt of Laurie. You know, I think they're not in great shape, but I think they're in better shape than that number suggests.
Okay, so were you both over?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, it's really hard to go under. Laurie had a great rookie year. Wendell Carter looks like he's going to be a pretty good player. Having Chris Dunn back, who knows what Zach LaVine's going to be like? Who knows what you're going to get with Parker? They still have Robin Lopez for defense. Oh, I hate to have overs in the East, but I got to go over with them. Right. Man.
Well, you're about to hit one here.
Any overs? All right. Atlanta, 23.5.
They got Trey. They got Trey Young.
Or last year. They got Trey Young. They got rid of
Schroeder. I'm going to go under. I'm going to say they're around 19 or 20.
That is such a low number.
But I could see them being that awful.
I can too. I'll join you. I mean, it's not going to be pretty. Even if they make it over, it's not going to be pretty over.
I'm going to go under. It has to be the worst team in the league.
I agree.
Okay.
Over now to the West.
The West. All right.
And John, this is another reason why I said that Atlanta goes under. Because you look out west, and all the teams that would fight them for the worst team in the NBA, I still think are better than they are. So, you know, hey, let's there's positives for the West and a very negative for Atlanta. Sorry, Atlanta, we love you. But, yeah, let's go ahead and hit the West.
Okay, Golden State, 62.5.
You know, they're always hard to pick on over-under because you want to say they're good enough to be over, but you know they're going to find reasons to coast at times and they're going to be under. I'm going to say over.
What'd they get last season? I know they were a 2 seed, but...
They were 58.
They went part of the time without who last year, too. They didn't have... Steph missed the last part of the season.
Some games. I mean,
yeah,
it was for a lot of them.
I mean, they coasted a little bit.
When the Jazz played them, I feel like they're missing like their four best players. Iggy was out for a good chunk.
Yeah, but when the Jazz beat them by 30 on January 30th, they had a full roster that night. I'm just reminding everybody.
Yeah.
You just said Iggy, and it made me realize how old he is. I'm going to go under.
Hey.
Just barely under.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go over. Houston, 54.5.
Last year they got to 60, didn't they?
Yeah, they were 65. They did lose Ariza. They did lose Elmam. They picked up Melo.
I'm still going to go over because I still think they're over 54. I put them around 57. So I'm going to say over.
I'm going to go under. You know, like you said, you mentioned the losses. We'll bring it up right now. They did make the acquisition official, Melo, and I think that makes your team worse.
Yep.
So, John, do you think they go under?
See, Vegas is so good at putting the number right where it's hard.
Here's to put in perspective, right? Just a moment ago when we started the show, we were talking about Kevin Pelton's picks, that the Jazz at the 2 seed at 53. We felt like the Jazz at 51 to 53 is about right. I don't know that the 2 seed is about right for them yet, because I want to see if they get there. So that said, if we're saying the Jazz are good at 53, 51, 52, 53, and the Rockets are picked at Vegas at 54.5, do you really want to go under too far on them?
Yeah, I'm going to go over.
No, I'm not saying that they're like a 50-win team.
No, right. I'm just saying I don't know if I'm going through this numbers crunch rationale that we've been already talking about is
right.
All.
I'm at a 53, 54-win team.
Right there with the Jazz then.
With an aging Chris Paul and an aging Melo.
Okay.
You know, and just you're missing –
Melo might be their biggest question mark, truthfully.
They're missing two really good guys. I don't think you can really know how much Mbamute and Ariza, especially Ariza, meant to that team until you see him without him.
Yeah, you can't overstate enough both of their defensive values. So, yeah, I'll still say over. John, you said you went over?
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I just think there's going to be a lot of 50-plus win teams in the West.
Agreed.
Next is OKC at 50.5.
My goodness, Vegas. My goodness. I'm
got rid of Melo. They kept pretty much everybody else.
Added Schroeder. Roberson should be back, should be good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna go over. 51 maybe, but I'm gonna go over.
I'm going over. Addition by subtraction.
What'd you say, John?
I'm going over. I bet Roberson plays more games. Schroeder is an upgrade on backup point guard. And yeah, I just they're better off without Melo. Okay. Tied for fourth, we have the Lakers and the Jazz. So Lakers, 48.5. Add a pawn and a bunch of misfit toys.
I'm going to go under. I think Vegas got this one wrong, dead wrong.
You're going to question the? Yeah, I'm sorry, Bron. I will love LeBron James forever and ever, but no, this Lakers team is not built to succeed.
And LeBron James makes every team he's on a playoff contender, so you got to give him that. But no, not 48.5, tied with the Jazz. No.
Lakers did finish 35 last year. You add LeBron, you got to figure that's an automatic 10 games minimum.
Right.
But they added so many weirdos around him that I'm just not sure how this is going to work. And the West is super tough. We haven't seen LeBron play in the West, so who knows? So I'm going to go under as well.
Even if you add 10 games like you said you do with you add 10 games with LeBron James. The problem is that, like you said, with that weird extra cash, you might drop a couple of games that you really shouldn't as well. So I 45 would be about right for me. 44 or 45, and there's your 10 games right there.
See, the problem I have with this is that you add LeBron, and LeBron does make everyone better, but LeBron has been successful when he's had shooters around him.
Yes.
You know, he's had a Korver. He's had a Ray Allen. He's had guys, a Mike Miller. He's had these guys that can put the ball in the hoop.
But he doesn't have that here.
He doesn't have that. You've added Lance. You've got Kuzma, who's got a decent outside shot. You've got Lonzo Ball, whose form looks worse than mine somehow when it comes to shooting a three. I don't know how it works. I don't know how effective, and this sounds gross coming out of my mouth. I don't know how effective LeBron can be with what they've put around him to do what he does best.
Right. Agreed. Oh, all right. Jazz. I'm going to go over.
48.5.
Yep. Over.
Yes, sir. Take note.
Okay. Denver, 47.5.
Well, John, I didn't catch yours. Did you say over as well?
Oh, I'm over.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm over.
Okay. Denver at 47.5.
They finished 46 last year.
I'm going to go over. And keep in mind, healthy Millsap might be nice for them as well. I believe they're going to be better.
They will be better. Didn't they add someone this offseason?
Well, they got Michael Porter Jr. in the draft, and if he
is
back, he should be a stud right away. Let's see. I'm not really seeing anybody impressive that they add, but as long as they have health, you got Jamal Murray in his next year.
Yeah.
Gary Harris. I mean, they have a solid group.
And a nice front court with Millsap and Jokic. That's a really nice front court, actually.
See the
and Jokic missed a lot of time last year.
They've just underachieved so much that it kind of scares you away from it a little bit. But yeah, I'll give them the over. I think they do have a good group. It's just putting it all together, and hopefully, for Denver fans, this is the year they do that.
Yeah, and Jokic only missed 7 games last year, but Millsap, he missed more than half the season.
Oh, by the way, they also dumped
full year Millsap.
They also dumped Manimal, and didn't they dump Wilson Chandler as well?
Yep, Wilson Chandler. They got rid of Fareed.
Yeah,
and that you would think would help with your chemistry.
Agreed. So
I'm gonna go ahead and go over.
Okay.
We all over?
Yep, we sure are.
Pelicans, 45.5. They finished 48 last year. They were a better team once Cousins went down. They added Julius Randle and a guard whose name just suddenly left me. Who was the guard they added?
Oh.
Alfred Payton.
No, there you go.
That good.
They lost Drew Rondo.
Mirotić was a really good fit for them. Yeah, they lost Rondo. Randall, I would think, will be good in his role there. They just deal Okafor. That probably doesn't move any needles.
I'm going to go slightly over, which will put them pretty close to last year's win totals, because I think they're good enough to be there again.
Yeah, I'll give them the over. I'm really curious about that Randall AD pairing.
Can't be worse than the previous pairing they had.
See, this time last year, I was wondering if Gentry would be one of the first coaches fired, but the way he turned them around at the end of last season is something you can't deny. So I'm going to go over.
Give me that weird look all you want, Devin, but we already proved that Cousins really was ineffective for them last year.
Cousins was an all-star last year.
Yeah, but did they played. But did you hear what John said? They played better without Cousins.
Yeah, but it's not like they were terrible with Cousins, and he was an all-star.
I'm in the hate Cousins camp. Is that fair? Is that okay? I'm going to.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, fine.
You're talking about future NBA champion DeMarcus Cousins,
oh,
by the
boy.
Way.
Oh, boy. Yes, I know.
Call him by his full legal name.
Fine. John, who's next?
All right. Minnesota, they were the 8th seed last year with 47 wins. Vegas has them at 44.5.
Ooh.
Tibbs can get... Jimmy Butler isn't really happy there.
A
lot of anger in the locker room. Who knows?
I want to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they go over, but I don't know that I'm a believer that they will. Sorry, Zach Harper. I just don't. I'm going to say under just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going under too. And it comes down to what you mentioned, John. If Butler's not happy, I just see it becoming a bad situation. And truthfully, I see Tibbs playing someone into an injury this season. It's one of those things that you almost have to guarantee is going to happen while he's at the helm. So I'm under. Mm.
Good point about injury, but they have so much talent, I can't. I'm just going to go over. All right, Spurs, 43.5.
Over.
I need to know what they were at last year. I know what my choice is.
You were at 47 with the seventh seed. They only had Kawhi for 9 games. They do have DeRozan now.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Where is this? Did Tony Parker bring that many wins? Really? No.
He was declining.
I think
they're easily over.
Yeah.
Go put your money down, people.
Yep.
Yeah, this has him missing the playoffs, and I just don't know if I can do that to a pop coach team where he's going to have DeRozan for a full season as opposed to Leonard for 9 games.
Yep. Plus, they're going to be the mid-range Kings this year with DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge. Oh, did I just say that?
No NBA team wants you to call them the Kings. Zero Kings reference.
Next is Portland. They only lost Ed Davis, but everyone just figures that they way overachieved last year. Vegas has them at 41.5. You go over or under on Portland?
Over. Come on, Devin. This is the one team where every year you beat John and me because we underestimate him. Go ahead. I know you're going to go over.
I'm really? Going over.
See, there's a lot to factor in here, guys.
Well, John and I have both gone over. Really, the only thing to factor in is whether you're over or under.
They lost at Davis.
Oh, brother.
And it's a cold world out there. I mean, it's a business. You got to treat it like a business. But, you know, my homie Dame's still there.
Devin's going over.
I'm going over. You know I'm going over. I'm a believer.
Now, what's fascinating is two of the teams we've already gone over have to miss the playoffs.
Oh, agreed. Agreed. Ugh.
That's this season, though. Next season, that won't be the case.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Next is Clippers at 35.5. They've blown up. DeAndre Jordan's gone. I mean, geez, can you even name who's on the Clippers? Here's who they got. They got Gallinari. They got Tobias Harris. They got Gortat. They have Avery Bradley. They have Lou Williams. Teodosic. Montrezl Harrell. Patrick Beverley. They picked up Luke Mbamute. I don't know why he went to the Clippers, but he did. Maybe it was money. You know, Sam Decker, that's pretty much their team.
Sam Decker isn't there.
He isn't?
Sam Decker's gone. He's in Cleveland.
Oh, that's right. Okay, the site I'm on still has him on Clippers. And they drafted Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
You left off a name. You left off a big name.
Jamal. Oh. No? No.
Is it Bogdan Bogdanovich?
Oh, Bogdanovich. Ooh.
Yep.
Yep. Well, Bogdanovich.
Is he? I've got Boban Marjanovic.
That's it.
Oh, see? We're all sorts of wrong here.
It was one of those Vitch names.
Vitch.
I knew it was a big name and a big man.
There's a joke here somewhere that we're all missing. I know.
I am going to go under. I'll say that right now. I think some of these guys get traded for assets.
I'm going to go under as well. Devin.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Tobias Harris and Boban is like my favorite comedic duo. I want like just them to have like a reality NBA show. But the sad part is the comedy I think is going to carry over to the court, and I just don't see it being a good season for them. You think Doc keeps his job?
Ooh. I don't know. I think he might be looking at the hot seat.
I think this will be Doc's last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, who's next on the list, John?
Dallas at 34.5. They only had 24 wins last year. They got DeAndre Jordan. They drafted Luka Doncic.
In fact, you got two teams tied at 34.5.
Yeah, Memphis is tied with them, but we're doing Dallas. So,
I'm going to go under.
Under.
What's the number?
34.5.
34.5.
That's just a little too high for me. I'm going to stay under. I think they're significantly better. And even with, you know, an aging Dirk, they've got some nice pieces. You know, I think Luka's going to be great. DeAndre's definitely an upgrade. Smith Jr., you know, turned into a solid pick for them. Harrison Barnes. Now I'm almost talking myself into going, they're close. They're close to that, but I'm going to stay under.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
You said you're going under as well?
Yep.
Okay. So since we're on the 34.5, the next team would be the Memphis Grizzlies.
They're at 34.5. They were missing their two best players for most of the season last year. They finished at only 22. So you got to figure, will Conley and Gasol come back healthy and motivated? Will they be there all season?
Plus, I like their young draft addition.
Jaren Jackson, yeah, he looked great in summer. They also added Kyle Anderson, took him from the Spurs. I don't know what difference that makes.
I'm going to go over. I think they win more than 34.5.
I got distracted.
We're talking about Memphis.
I'm going to go over with the assumption that Conley and Gasol both come back healthy and motivated, and they get back to being that really annoying, gritty defensive team that just won't die.
I'm going to put Jackson on that watch list this year because I think he might be a nice addition for them.
I'm going to go under. I think Gasol gets moved.
There is that possibility. Jackson might be groomed to take that spot.
Okay, Phoenix, 28.5. They drafted DeAndre Ayton. They got Ariza. They got rid of Alex Len. Let's see, what else?
They got a new coach.
Yes, sir.
New Igor. You hope that you'll see improvement in Josh Jackson this year.
I'm going over.
Still got over?
Yeah.
As am I.
Over.
Get to that 30 wins, Phoenix.
There you go.
Yeah, they finished 21 last year. This has them at 28.5. Did they improve that much with Igor? God, what? I got a lot of...
What do you think? You're going under?
Someone's got to lose. Okay. Last is Sacramento at 25.5.
What is there to say about Sacramento? I'm going to go under. They're going to be battling Atlanta for the worst record, I think. What?
Yeah. Let me go in order of salary. Zach Randolph, Iman Shumpert, Bogdan Bogdanovich, Kosta Kufis, Marvin Bagley III. Their rookie is their fifth highest paid player. And then they've got, you know, De'Aaron Fox, Ben McLemore, Willie Cauley-Stein, Jelica, Buddy Hield, Harry Giles.
And here's the deal. I'm going under, but Fox is such an exciting player and could be very good for them. I just don't have faith in the rest of the squad. So I still think Sacramento is going to be battling against Atlanta for that worst record, and I still think Atlanta is the worst team in the NBA. But I'm going under on that one. I have to.
I'm trying to figure out how Bogdanovich is on two teams. That's not fair, is it? they have young talent, but we've been saying that about Sacramento since like 2000. And it's just been an ongoing dumpster fire. So until they show me otherwise, I'm taking the under.
Yep. I've got to as well. I mean, it's full of a lot of interesting pieces, but someone's got to be the worst team in the West, and it's Sacramento.
It's like a puzzle, and it has all these really cool-looking pieces, but they just don't fit together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's not ever working. And I don't know what that is. I,
I don't know either.
Is it the front office? Because they've drafted guys who I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good get.
Yeah.
No, hear me out, though. Hear me out. Because, yeah, they've got these talented guys. You would think that someone could do something with it, you know, where they're just not the worst team in the West.
But your first question is the truth. Is it the front office? 100% yes.
No, it's not the front office. It is partially the front office, but I think part of it's coaching. You don't think that if you put a good coach in there, they could do something?
They've tried that a couple of times, haven't they?
They had Yorger last year. I mean, he was winning with the Grizzlies, and they just kind of got bored with him.
Yeah. Yeah, they've done that a couple of times.
I don't know.
It's their front office, dude. That front office is a mess. It needs to go away.
Guess who their top scorer was last year?
It wasn't Fox, was it?
It was Zach Randolph.
Oh, Zach Randolph. Okay.
36-year-old Zach Randolph was their top scorer.
Well, didn't he not play for part of the season too?
Yeah, he only played 59 games.
Oh my gosh. We know who their front office is, right? It's still the same. Am I wrong?
Yeah, still him.
Yeah.
I feel like they put someone else in there to kind of take some of the responsibility off of him, but
you
not
know,
really.
You know the him we're talking about, right, Devin?
I have an idea, Vok.
Idiavok. Nice. Nicely done. All right. That's our over under picks for the season this year. I know we've been at this for a bit, so we probably don't. Do we have any quick hits we want to touch on?
Do I get to?
John, what do you think? Should we touch on a couple of quick hits?
Sure. Let's do quick hits and then let's wrap it up.
Okay.
I had to laugh. I messed up on Boban's name. So I Googled him, which led to it showing his spouse. And I was like, I wonder. And so I looked. And John, you're going to have to Google because you're in a separate spot. But go look at the image search of him standing next to his wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Boban Marjanovic.
Oh,
wife. Hey.
My goodness.
Images.
She's like waist high.
Wow.
She's like waist high.
That's like a bigger difference than Sean Bradley and his wife. Holy
right?
cow.
You remember that picture of Sean Bradley where his wife back in the day when they were at the dance had to stand on the chair in order to dance with him?
Yeah, it's just... we're just not going to comment on that except
nope.
for wow.
Yep.
Let me just say this. If you're a woman and you're that size and you marry a guy that big, aren't you worried about how big your babies are going to be?
I think there's a lot of things to worry about, John. There are a few concerns.
Okay. Let's move on from this subject before it goes the wrong direction. Devin, come on.
This is a family show. NFL starting up, any interest in the preseason? Are you guys following the NFL this year or not all that interested?
I am following the NFL. The preseason I haven't had a chance to watch. It's been happening while I'm at work, but I did catch up on some replays from the Niners Cowboys last night. So Garoppolo looks good. I'm excited. I'm excited for the season, actually.
Okay.
John?
Yeah, I'll be following the NFL. I'm in a fantasy league this year, and that's usually the main thing that keeps me in the NFL. I don't really care that much about preseason, but I will study up on the stats of preseason to help me with my draft. That's the extent of my curiosity when it comes to preseason. But yeah, I'll be following the Seahawks and Raiders and hope we have another good season. I thought last year was a good season. I loved the whole story of the Eagles and how they got there and winning. So
yeah,
I still like the
Okay, let's talk a little NFL then. Do you think the Giants keep Odell? Or do you see him moving around? Because contract extension talks have appeared to have fallen through.
I think he moves.
I think he moves too.
Okay. Another question for you that I have. Will the Browns be decent this year?
Okay, that's some stuff I have caught a little bit on replays of preseason so far. I actually think they might be better than expected. And I think their rookie quarterback, right? What's his name again?
Yeah, from Oklahoma. I'm trying to think of his
name. Yeah, his name. But he's looked good in preseason. So that's a promising young.
Did they get Darden? Was that who they got?
Who?
Darden?
No.
Who
did they
get? No.
He went.
Oh, my gosh.
Darn it. All right.
I can see his face. I can't think of his name.
I'll tell you right now. It's coming up. They got Baker Mayfield.
That's it.
Okay.
And he looks pretty good for them. That's a promising future for them. They might throw that monkey off their back for a change.
I will boldly predict they have a better record this year than last year.
Wow. You're going there. You are going there. That is
well done. Well done. Applause, applause.
I don't think we can talk anymore.
Wish my sizzling hot take, but I'm going to stand by it.
I don't think that. Okay, we got to jump to basketball, guys.
Okay.
Jazz got a Christmas game.
Yes, they did.
We haven't had a Christmas game since 97, if I recall.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And you might also include in this discussion that they got
a Mexico game.
They have, yes, Mexico game and an opening night in Salt Lake City against the Golden State Warriors on national television, too.
Guys, we're cool.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yep.
Donovan Mitchell made us cool.
I'll be curious when the schedule finally comes out later today to see how many nationally televised games there will be. I expect a decent handful.
So how are you feeling about all this? Because I'm pretty stoked.
Me too.
I mean, it should be fun. A Christmas game, the Mexico game. I kind of wish they combined them into a Feliz Navidad game.
Well, I'm going to say as a season ticket holder, I'm even more excited that the Christmas Day game is here in Salt Lake.
Are you guys fighting over those tickets? Because you share your tickets.
I don't know. I got to talk to Henry on that one.
I feel like that's a battle.
I've got to talk to Henry and see what he does. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. But I'm excited. It's a home game. It's going to be fun.
Okay. John, you think you'll go to the game? You going to try?
I'll try.
Okay. Let's jump over. I want to talk some LeBron. I want to start with some Bronny Jr. Did you guys see his dunk?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not talking the dunk like a week ago where he barely put it in. I'm talking the dunk where the kid got up and threw it down with some power.
Maybe I didn't see that one.
Okay. I will tweet it to you guys. It's one of those things. I don't think I have it here.
But it was impressive, huh?
It looked good. It looked really good. Other LeBron news. He is producing a shut up and dribble. Oh, here, I found it.
Okay.
I found it. Copy the link. Our listeners get to listen to me sing because I'm going to send it to John because we record at different locations. All right. While the link's coming through and you guys are getting to see that, LeBron is doing a shut up and dribble documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Are you interested in watching that?
Yeah.
Just because
I love you picked that as the title.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's pretty perfect branding. So
I'm watching this on repeat. That's impressive.
See? Alan's got the dunk up. John, if you're looking for it, it should come through in the group chat.
Got it? Okay.
I don't know. I'm almost even more impressed by his do. Guy's got some hair on his head.
Okay, you're going to make it about the hair. Why is it always about the hair when it comes to a James? Also, I'm seeing LeBron in a Lakers jersey for the first time, and it's just weird. It makes me uncomfortable. But yeah, I saw this dunk from his son, and I was like, yeah, let's see what he can do, because he just dunked for the first time, you know, a week ago, and it's like within a week he's throwing it down. So,
did you see it, John?
Yep.
Okay. We got to talk about something else because last weekend Twitter went nuts.
About?
Twitter went nuts. I think it was Friday night.
I'm trying to remember.
It's always nuts.
Someone kind of suggested that LeBron James is dumb.
Oh yeah, yes.
And said that they like Mike.
Yes.
And so John, I like to throw these social issues to you and let you just kind of run with it for a minute, and then we'll chime in.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, so LeBron was being interviewed by Don Lemon, and Trump came up, and LeBron said something to the effect of, or Don Lemon said, "What if you were sitting across from him, what would you say?" And LeBron said, "I would never sit across from him. I think he's dividing the country," something like that. So Trump tweets out because he can't let any slight go unaddressed, and he calls Don Lemon dumb, and he calls LeBron, he said he made LeBron look smart, which is hard to do. And LeBron is a guy that he has complimented several times in the past, but because LeBron said something disparaging about him, he has to attack LeBron. A lot of people kind of went, well, he says a lot of black people are dumb. Yes, he does. I think he insults everybody, but there's just this edge to it that I just can't give him the full benefit of the doubt on. But bottom line is LeBron is clearly a very smart man, and it's just ridiculous and stupid. And it's just another one of those things where, Trump wants to divide the country, and he likes to tweet out things that pisses everybody off and distracts from his campaign manager being on trial and the Russia investigation still going on. And at this point, I think it's more that than anybody else than anything else.
Well, And then he finishes off the tweet with "Be like Mike," a Michael Jordan reference, right?
No, he said, I like Mike.
I like Mike. That's what it was. I like Mike. But the thing is that, and this goes beyond that night, right? I mean, LeBron and the president have been back and forth at each other for a while. When LeBron and Steph Curry talked about refusing to go to the White House, right? So this has been ongoing. Mr. Butthurt wasn't very happy about it. And you're right. He can't let things go unsaid. He has to say something to it. So interestingly enough, that this comes on the heels of LeBron just opening up doing something amazing, opening up a public school to kids in Akron, which I think is wonderful. But yeah, I said my piece on Twitter that night. Really didn't get into it, and I don't want to get into it with people. I know a couple of people tried to have a conversation with me about it and take some angles at me about it, and I don't want to. I said my piece. I'm not happy about it. Just done. I'm not talking about it anymore. It did not make me happy.
You bum. You know, it was just one of those things where the timing of it couldn't have been worse in terms of LeBron James.
Right.
I mean, on the heels of doing something fantastic. I mean, if he had done it any other time, I think there would be less backlash. But you had people who were like, really? You know, this is when you want to attack him. The problem is that a sitting president should not be attacking a private citizen for any reason. I mean, when you think about it, it's below the office. And even if they disagree or whatever, I mean, you're the president of the United States. You know, up until a couple of years ago, I don't think there was any question that it was the most powerful position in the world anymore. You know, it's belittling to the office. I think it's detrimental to our society, and it's just frankly childish and pathetic. Let it go. And my favorite thing about it was when this happened, Twitter was hilarious. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
And I went and I put LeBron James on notifications because I wanted to see the clapback.
Right.
And it never came.
No, it didn't.
And that was my favorite part, I think.
Yeah.
Is that LeBron just shrugged it off and you're not even worth my time. You know, it's just, I don't know. I have to wonder, as we approach the upcoming season, as we approach the NFL, and with the protests that were taking place, Aaron Rodgers was commenting on the NFL protests. I don't know if we'll see those continue.
We will.
But
absolutely, we will.
I kind of wonder what would happen if more players or a more noteworthy player like Aaron Rodgers were to go out and take a knee and say, okay, you know, let's see what happens.
Speaking of, Aaron Rodgers had something to say the other day that I read an article And I can't say it because I can't quote it right, but he had something to say about doing things differently, talking about the protests. Very nice piece. If I find it, I'll message you too and give it to you. But it was an interesting piece from Roger's take on the kneeling.
But it makes me wonder how much this will continue from the president to go after individuals.
Right.
And where... Well, he's
warning about it.
He's what?
He tweeted about it this morning.
What did he say this morning?
He said, the NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for the national anthem. Numerous players from different teams wanted to show their quote-unquote outrage at something that most of them are unable to define. They make a fortune doing what they love. Be happy, be cool. And it goes on from there. But the one I want to focus in on is he says, most of them are unable to define. Which is just insult. The problem with Trump is he's not very smart, but he assumes he's the smartest person in the room. And for him to say still that most of them don't even know why they're kneeling is just ridiculous, and it's insulting and childish and stupid. And he's going to do this all year. He's going to troll the NFL all year because he feels like it's a good issue for him.
And I just wonder who he's going to go after. You know, would he go after an Aaron Rodgers? You know, would he go after a Tom mm-hmm. Brady if Tom Brady were to say something? I'm not saying these guys will. And, you know, there is a difference between Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and LeBron James that is not the sport they play. And I kind of wonder if that would make a difference.
Okay, I want to read this to you both. I think we have a minute. I want to read this from Aaron Rodgers. Read it in the Washington Post. He says one thing he advocates is tuning out Trump. He says this: I think that the more that we give credence to stuff like that, the more it's going to live on. I think if we can learn to ignore or not respond to stuff like that, if we can, it takes away the power of the statements like that. He goes on, says, I don't know how many times we can say as a player and as a group how much we love and support and appreciate the troops and the opportunities this country allows us. But this is about equality and something bigger than ourselves and bringing people together and love and connectedness and equality and social justice and putting a light on people who deserve to have attention for their causes and their difficult situations that they're in. You know, people have their opinion. You shouldn't do it during the anthem. You shouldn't do it during this. That's fine, but let's not take away from what the real issue is. That's from Aaron Rodgers. That's just a couple valid. Of days ago.
And here's how I would like to see the NFL players protest. I would like to have all of them go out and stand proudly for the anthem. And once the game starts, I would like them to take a knee every play for the first half.
There you go.
And that's what you get to watch for the first hour of football is people just taking a knee and kicking the ball back and forth.
And there you go.
I think people will be like, you know what? Please kneel during the anthem. I want to watch football.
Yeah.
So that's it. I know we kind of get political on these things, and it's hard not to anymore, but it was such a big deal last weekend. I wanted to make sure we touched on it.
I have one final thing to add. John, you're going to appreciate this. Did you both see what the Atlanta Hawks did a day ago?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. What did they do?
Hey, Carmelo Anthony, your jersey is on its way. Good luck, fam.
Oh, yeah. And I did see that.
And LeBron James responds, hell of a run in the A, my brother.
Yeah, that's when I said, where's my Derrick Rose jersey?
Right. Rose needs one. And what was it? Was it Perkins?
Yeah.
Is that who we had?
Yes, with Cleveland for a short stint or whatever it
no,
was.
No, yeah, he came to Utah for an
hour. Like that. Right. Anyway, had to end on that laugh. I had to. John, I guess we don't want to touch on much with pop culture this week. We've gone pretty long. Did you want to touch on your movie or no? Okay.
Next time.
We'll touch on next time. All right, folks, we want to thank you all for joining us. It's been a jam-packed episode. It is our annual over-under picks. You now have it. And make note of it. And
take note of it.
Take note of it. No, we appreciate you. We appreciate your support, folks. Thank you for being with us each and every week. Thank you for listening to us, for supporting us, for joining the discussion, for prompting conversation and being there to talk about things, including the social issues. We'll look for you very soon on the next Jedi and Germs. You can find us anywhere you listen, Jedi and Germs, and also on Facebook and Twitter, Jedi and Germs. Thank you all. Talk to you soon. John, take us out.
Bye, everybody.